All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Joined now by Patriots head coach as he gets set for Super Bowl Sunday here, Bill Belichick. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the AFC Championship. I mean, this is it, 11 Super Bowls, 3 as an assistant, 8 as the head coach of this organization. You're going to be pretty proud to be in the spot.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to be in this game. And, you know, it's quite a privilege to represent the AFC and the Super Bowl Championship. So we're excited and looking forward to the game today.
These are big and special interviews that I've done with you on days like this. What do you like the most about this team, as opposed to some of the other ones that we've done?
This team's worked really hard. They've had a great focus all year. It hasn't always been perfect. We've had our good moments and some not so good, but they've stayed the course. They've been steady. They've been positive, consistent, and worked very hard to always try to improve. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for the way they've approached the season.
What do you like the most about your staff? Because, you know, when you win, a lot of people want to pluck people from your staff, and that may have to be addressed after this year, but you got a lot of guys that work hard, and I know a lot of them.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, very unselfish staff. They work well together, work very hard, and I think that they really complement each other well. We have some guys that have a lot of experience, like Ivan and Dante and other guys that have a lot of experience, but they're, you know, still fairly young. And then we have some young young coaches that are on their way up. So it's a staff that blends in a number of different age groups and experience levels, but works well together. And I think the younger guys help the older guys, and the older guys help the younger guys. So it's really a good group.
How have you enjoyed Minnesota, the whole experience? I know everybody was kind of rolling the eyes that you're attached to them all here, but from the outside, working with the media and seeing you guys at the podium each and every day, it seems to somewhat have been seamless, and practicing at the Vikings facility.
Yeah, Vikings, it's a professional facility. They have good field, good setup there, weight room, and so forth. We've had our meetings here at the hotel, which has been nice. This is a good this JW Marriott's been very accommodating, and we've gotten great service and cooperation from them. So different, but similar to our trip in Colorado Springs. We've been able to do what we need to do and work and practice. And, you know, the guys have had an opportunity. The mall being so close gives them a chance to get out and walk around and relax a little bit. So it's been fine. It's been a good experience.
It's nice that the mall closes at 10, too, so you can't really get in there. But your medical staff, too, you guys are healthy going into this game. It seems like they've really worked tirelessly to get some key guys healthy. And, of course, you cleared Rob earlier in the week.
Yeah, again, I think the players do a good job of getting treatment and staying on top of their situations. Our medical staff has done a good job managing the guys that we've had that have needed extra work and so forth. So it's been a long year, a long grind, a lot of bumps and bruises, but a lot of, I'd say, diligence, perseverance, and a very high level of effort and commitment from everybody to be where we are.
I know when you get to the stadium, you like to take a walk, check it out with Brian and Steve, and sort of look where the lights are, where the play clocks are. What have you seen about this stadium that's different that may be intriguing, you know, come kick?
Well, it's, you know, haven't really seen it at night yet. We saw it in the day yesterday, but I think that's a little bit different. It's certainly a lot going on up on top, but we'll see how much that affects things as we get into the night, and probably really just be the lights. But surface is good. The field, obviously, it's a great setting. But I think it'll play a little bit differently in the daytime than it does at night, and so we'll get a better look at it here once we get to darkness.
All right, on to the Eagles, the NFC champion. You have a lot of time to look at them now. You know, 2 weeks to get ready for this team. How much have they changed since Nick Foles has taken over for Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit, but basically they run their offense. They don't want to change what the other 10 guys are doing, and Foles is a pretty experienced player, and he's able to do the things that Coach Peterson wants him to do. So they have a lot of good skill players, the receivers. They love their tight ends and their backs, and they utilize different combinations, and everybody gets involved. So we're going to have to do a real good job defending the entire offense. It's not just about stopping one guy, that's for sure. Foles does an excellent job of getting the ball to the right players and reading coverages and reading the defensive alignments based on some of their option type, you know, runner pass or runner bubble screen or things like that. He's a good decision maker. So those will be big challenges for us to get everything defended, not just one thing. We're going to have to cover a lot of stuff.
Jim Schwartz used to be my grad assistant at Maryland, and he's come a long way throughout the years. When you watch him and sort of the schemes he puts out there, are they related to what Jeff Fisher has taught him?
Yeah, absolutely. Very similar to what they did at Tennessee, what Jim did at Detroit, and then what Jim did at Buffalo when he was a defensive coordinator up there, and they had a great defensive year a couple of years ago. So Jim does a really good job, and he was your GA. He was kind of my GA, too, in Cleveland. He's, as you know, he's a hardworking kid.
He's
really smart, and But he has his players and his team's playing well, as he always does. And he's got a lot of disruptive players on the front and some experienced guys in the back, their linebackers and their secondary. They've got a lot of experienced guys that have played a lot of football and know what they're doing. And so they read and diagnose things well and disguise. And so it's a smart group, but the front four is very disruptive, and they cause a lot of negative plays.
Part of that front four, Fletcher Cox, the guy we looked at, I remember 2015 with you, and you kind of had him circled. Not a lot of people knew about him, and people know about him now.
Well, he's a dominant player on the defensive line. Very hard to block on everything, the running game, the passing game. He pursues and makes plays in chase. Smart player, very instinctive, recognizes screens and trap blocks and things like that, the draws. Those misdirection or complementary type plays that everybody tries to run on him to try to slow him down, he does a very good job of seeing those and recognizing them, and doesn't really slow him down a lot. But you got to keep doing it just to keep him off balance. So he's one of the great players in the league at that position.
All right, 6 days ago you got off the plane. You had your dad's hat on. If you were fortunate enough to have him with you here on Super Bowl Sunday, what do you think he'd tell you before he took the field?
Do what you've been doing all year. Play Patriot football. Don't try to get out of your element. Do what's won. We've won 15 games, and we need to play our best game, but play the game that we practiced and prepared for.
It's been a real honor again covering you for the entire year, Coach. Good luck today on Super Bowl Sunday. Go get them.
Thanks, Scott. I've enjoyed it, too. It's been a great ride.
Let's throw it back to Beetle at the headquarters. Thank you.